Makes up a point that we really began to explore last time. And the Chazal tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mistakul Baraisa Bori Alma. The world is a reflection of the Torah. It is arranged in a certain fashion so that it's consistent with the principles of the Torah. That's the way the world was created. Normally, systems that we make in this world, we observe a problem, and we create a system to deal with the situation that exists. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu had the unique ability to create a system that's consistent with the Torah, based on the Torah. And if the world took place by chance, the systems of the world, in terms of the human's ability to live in this world, should not be so benign. Now, we see constantly that what man needs to live in this world, his basic sustenance, is provided in a wondrous fashion. The Rabbi Shalom made the plant kingdom, he made the animal kingdom, he provided water, he provided oxygen. Everything that we need to live is available throughout the world in all different ways, but it's available. It's accessible to mankind. If the world were a place of chance, so we should have major deficiencies. Things, not everything works out perfectly by chance. We have a hard enough time when we design things that they work out efficiently. You know, oftentimes we build a house, we build a building, we build an office, we build a factory. And 6 months after they were there, we realized we made a major oversight. We forgot to account for a certain problem that we have, and it doesn't work. So what do we do now? But this world, in Tamik Oyid B'Inyan, if we look at it in depth, not superficially, but in depth, we really consider the nature of the world, the nature of man. Tira, you will observe, Ki'olam Nivra L'Shimash Adam. The world was created to serve man. In other words, all the things that the human being needs to function in this world are accessible and provided to him. So that's the chesed that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam does. Omnom, the problem is, Hinei Yo'omid B'Shikul Godol. We stand on a tightrope. Hinei Yo'omid Nimshach Achara Olam. If we become material people, Bnei Olam Hazeh, and that's what we got caught up in, and we go move away there from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Instead of striving to connect with the heavens, we're striving to connect with this world. So it brings us down. And it ruins the world around us. The meaning of Tzelem Elokim, what is Tzelem Elokim? Tzelem Elokim is a very difficult term to define. Reb Chaim Volozhin, in a classic definition of Tzelem Elokim, in Sefer Nefesh HaChayim, tells us, Tzelem Elokim means the Ribbono Shel Olam shapes the world around us. The Ribbono Shel Olam has given us the unique ability to shape the world through our actions. So if we elevate ourselves, we elevate the world. And if we denigrate ourselves, then we denigrate the world around us. Because the Rebbe has placed in our hands the things that we do will influence what takes place, what the status of the world is. And a person that keeps himself in tight rein and he sort of clings to the Rebbe Shalom, and his use of this world is that it will assist him in serving the Rebbe Shalom. And that does not mean only things which are absolutely necessary that the human can exist if he doesn't have. He has to eat, he has to drink. But we need joy also in this world. Right? What is the pasuk? Listen, Yayin Yisamach. A person doesn't need wine to live. A person can live his whole life without touching wine. But there would be a dimension missing in the world for a person that if he couldn't have a good drink and relax sometimes with your friends, something's missing. The Yayin Samach, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam provided that too. What do we say in the Bura in the Foshes? Bura in the Foshes, Rabbis v'Chesronam. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam created us v'Chesronam, and all the things that we are deficient in that we need, He also created. Al Kol Ma'aseh Baroso. What's Al Kol Ma'aseh Baroso? A koma shabarosa means that above and beyond that, all the things which we don't need to live, we could survive without them. But life is more pleasant. If there wouldn't be chocolate cake in the world, you know, life, we could survive. The world is not about to be self-destruct. But it would be a different world. Like if you didn't have a glass of beer, it would be a different world. So the Rebbe Hashem provided all of those things too. So to the extent that a person needs that for a Simchas HaChaim, to bring him the necessary joy, he's also supposed to partake of it. It's for that too. That's serving the Rebbe Hashem. Then Hu Mis'ala V'Olam Atzmo Mis'ala Imo. And he elevates the world around him. Now, the world is created at four levels. There are four levels of Bria, from the standpoint of Chazal. By this Doimim, the non-living things, the stone, the earth. Tzomeach, the plant life, which has life to it. Chai, the animal kingdom, which is a different level of life than plants. And finally, Medaber, people. Each element in the world, its shleimus, its ultimate purpose, is to serve the next order of the Bria above it. So the Doimim serves the Tzomeach. What does the plant grow from? From the ground. It has a chias. The Tzomeach serves the animal. He eats it. And the animal serves the human being. And that's Ilui Godel as to the extent that something in this world serves a person that has shleimus, that's sanctified to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, b'kedushasi yisbarach, so this is the greatest achievement of that aspect of the Bria, that it merited to serve that purpose. The Rambam writes in Hakdamah to the Perush Mishnayos, you pass by, you know, I'm a person with aesthetic tastes. I pass by a beautifully appointed mansion with beautiful gardens around it. I appreciate it. It's beautiful. I enjoy the inherent beauty of it. You go by such a place, and the Rambam says, what was the tachlis? Why did the Rebbe Hashem bring this to the world? For what reason? You know why, he says? Because one day, an Ish Tzaddik is going to pass by, and he's going to be weary from the travel, and he's going to sit down in the shade of one of the trees at the side of this manor, and who is going to look in and who will behold the beautiful flowers and the beauty of the building. And that's what it was created for, because one time in its entire history, it will serve the Ish Tzaddik. That's the ultimate accomplishment. So the whole Olam Hazeh is geared to the person, and its ultimate level, it's to serve the person that truly serves the Rebbeinu Shalom. And that's the world that the Rebbeinu Shalom created for us. The whole world has a purpose, a higher purpose. And it fulfills that higher purpose if it points the way towards the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And to the extent that we pick it up and we go on that path with the world towards the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, it elevates the entire world around us. So this, he said, is the godless of the world that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam created. It's not that we can pick and choose a few things. The world is styled and created in a fashion which lends itself to be used to serve the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And this is mechesed from the chasodim that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has done for us. And yet, at the same time, we have to be weary. Because if we use it the wrong way, it's self-destructive. But that's, the whole world is like that. Opioids are a phenomenal thing. Right? People who have had tremendous suffering and pain, and they take opioids and they feel better. It's a tremendous gift. But if you're not careful and you overuse them, sakonas nefoshes. The greatest brocha and the greatest klola at one time. That's the matzav that we find ourselves in this world, and the chokhmah is to make it the greatest brocha. Good night, Rabbis.
Don't forget chickens for Shabbos. Please be generous.